G-85, Gravesen Hotel, Ankara, Turkey. Grasping the arm of his chair to help himself up from the floor as the weight of what he had just seen turned his legs to jelly, Billy Kendrick eventually made it back to a seated position. Fearful of somehow experiencing the exhausting mental sensation again, despite having already torn the patch from his neck in an instinctive defensive reaction, Billy slammed the screen of his laptop downwards to close it. Billy stared straight at the wall beyond where the screen had been until moments earlier, trying to make sense of what he had just seen. The fact he had seen it at all was utterly incredible. After all, this indicated that the architects had left a message at Dortlu Tepe to be seen by members of their kind. In turn, this meant first that a crew of architects had returned to Earth after the site and its carvings were created by ancient humans, and secondly that they expected further crews to fly overhead. These points in themselves ran entirely counter to what Billy thought he knew about architect-human interaction, since the transcripts within New Kerguelen's outpost had so clearly appeared to suggest that an initial one-off meeting had given the technologically superior visitors from afar a first impression so bad that they had essentially enslaved another race to guard against humanity's potentially aggressive expansion into space. But all of this background context, as remarkable as it made the mere presence of a transcript at Dortlu Tepe, had absolutely nothing on the content of the message encoded within it. Billy Kendrick had stumbled upon many things in his two careers as first a respected field archaeologist and then as a controversial alien researcher. He had been on the remote southern island of Kerguelen when a bolide event lit up the sky as the first part of an extraterrestrial warning against an imminently arriving comet, and he had far more recently had the privilege of visiting the extraterrestrial world of New Kerguelen, where he and his close friend Dan McCarthy encountered revelations that rocked them to the core. Even after all of that, however, Billy had been entirely unprepared for what he'd just seen. The odd, pain-like sensation in his entire skull was now fading, but this only left more room and mental energy for awe at the core revelation that had entered his mind among a positively overwhelming barrage of information. Nothing would ever be the same again. And for the first time in his life, Billy Kendrick found himself wishing that someone else had been first to make an incredible discovery. To put it simply, the news wasn't good. For Billy Kendrick and the precious few other individuals lucky enough to have seen the first pillar, excavating the rest of Dortlu Tepe had been an exciting prospect from the moment their eyes first met the richly detailed representation of an alien and a human engaged in cable-based communication. Now, though, Billy alone knew that the architects were not only aware of Dortlu Tepe, but also that they had been keen to make sure no later humans ever rediscovered its wonders. In the best-case scenario, Billy figured Dortlu Tepe might contain lost wisdom that would accelerate human development in a manner the interfering architects hadn't wished to allow. Their long-standing deception on New Kerguelen showed that the technologically superior beings weren't above constraining another species' development for their own benefit, since, at their behest, the messenger's entire society had been streamed into caste-like groupings for the specific purpose of increasing their individual agreeableness and reducing their inquisitiveness. The underlying reason for all of that was to shape the messengers into a useful buffer against humanity should Earth's population ever exhibit too much of the intelligence and aggression that first dissuaded the architects from pursuing any kind of ongoing contact, and this made it somewhat understandable to Billy that the architects might have sought to prevent humans, one way or another, from learning everything that Dortlu Tepe's preserved history could teach. The worst-case scenario, which flashed through Billy's ordinarily optimistic mind, only because he now knew what the architects were capable of, was far more specific, and unfortunately, struck him as all too likely. This notion centered around a consideration that the carvings on the remaining pillars might retell a conflict or negatively consequential interaction of some kind, possibly revealing the architect's true and perhaps violent nature, or even warning future humans against ever engaging with any visitors from above. Whichever specific motive lay behind their actions, and Billy would die before he gave up looking for it. What was beyond doubt was that the architects clearly didn't want modern humans to know anything about their existence. It was possible that the only reason they wanted to keep Dortluhtepe's wonders buried was because the pillars depicted the architects at all, not necessarily in any frightening or otherwise negative carving that hadn't yet been unearthed, and Billy tried to focus on this in an effort to calm himself down. With his mind running away from him at a mile a minute, Billy desperately wanted someone else to see the transcript before he jumped to the worst conclusions about the ominous data he had just been exposed to. At the present moment, he felt only too confident in his initial takeaway that the architects had wanted humans to feel safe on Earth and feel no need to develop the kind of defensive weaponry that had eventually prompted an indirect intervention. And the familiar argument rattled through his brain that anyone who didn't want you to be able to defend yourself was not someone with your best interests at heart. This was putting it very mildly compared to the way Billy's subconscious was considering things, but he did all he could to keep the most pessimistic ideas at bay. The data was decidedly incomplete, and Billy was dying to know whether his mind was missing something or whether the gap-filling points it was looking for just weren't there. As he closed his eyes and tried harder than ever to regain control over his stubbornly unsettled breathing, a second wish crossed his mind. The wish for a new uplift power capable of erasing recent memories. In that moment, all he wanted to do was unsee the images that had invaded his brain and all but overcome his physical senses and mental faculties. This wish only faded when Billy considered the responsibility that had just landed squarely and entirely accidentally on his shoulders. Unlearning the remarkable truth he had just stumbled upon would do no one any good. While the potential gravity of what he alone now knew about the mysterious and immensely powerful architects made sharing the knowledge with the right people a matter of urgency. There was no doubt in Billy Kendrick's mind who the right people were, but he knew that Dan was in Buenos Aires with Tara while Emma and Clark were in Birchwood. Timo was close to them in Colorado Springs, as far as Billy knew, and this gave him a choice of not two but three potential first phone calls. He gazed at the time, weighing up whether it made any sense to dump this on Dan today of all days. That was a choice best left for Emma, he decided, picking up his phone and navigating to her contact information. Quite seriously, expecting his voice to freeze up when it came time to share his almost impossible news, Billy began the call and tried to center himself with some calming thoughts. Immediately, he heard a recording of Emma's voice asking him to leave a message after the beep. Billy wasn't sure if Emma had removed him from her phone's very short whitelist or why she might have done so, but he placed his own phone down and took the failed call as a sign. His eyes then returned to his computer, as an alluring, if unsettling, thought crossed his mind. If they've left a message for themselves at Dortluhtepe, where else might they have left one? Invigorated by the lure of fresh discoveries, and the sudden consideration that the gaps in the data at Dortluhtepe might be lying in wait somewhere else, Billy insistently shook aside his fearful discomfort and opened his laptop again. He brainstormed a list of promising locations before leaning back in his chair and looking on the floor to his left. With the light catching its slightly shiny surface, a discarded triangular patch, as alien could be, called Billy Kendrick's name. There are no accidents, he thought to himself. I found that thing in my pocket while that place was on my screen because I was supposed to. If I wasn't supposed to do this, I wouldn't have had the idea. And then, anticipating the mentally exhausting and fairly painful sensations that would soon come his way if he was right, not to mention the chance of discovering anything else even close to as explosive as what he'd already seen at Dortluhtepe, Billy reached down to pick up the patch and placed it back on his neck. The full truth isn't gonna find itself.